In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. The story of Joseph's dream always seems to get lost in the telling of the nativity story. This visit from the angel is not nearly as exciting as the one to Mary, of course. And often when we read this passage, what we remember and focus on was Joseph's plan to dismiss Mary quietly and spare her disgrace. He was such a righteous and good man, we think, and we stop there. But the story doesn't stop there. And when we dismiss the significance of Joseph's dream and what it meant, well, then we miss what it means for us today. So here's my question. Do you know what your name means? Anyone? Hey, what's it mean? April. How lovely. Yeah?
Dog lover.
Dog lover? That's perfect.
Goddess of wine.
My name is Christbearer.
Christbearer. Yeah. Christopher? I'm assuming, are you a Christopher?
Yes, I am.
And I'm a Kristen. Same thing. It's the male and female versions of that. If you don't know the meaning of your name or the origin, go home. You can look it up online. It's really interesting. You can find out what it means, what language it came from, what was the origin, what are the other versions of it. Because names are fascinating things. What they mean, how they were chosen, and who perhaps we were named after. My cousin has a son named Alex, but my uncle took one look at him as a baby and said, no, I think he looks like a Ralph. And so we always called him Ralph. 11 years ago this last week, I chose the name Jasper for my younger son, in part because he was due to be born during Epiphany tide. He came a little early. And Jasper is the anglicized version of Gaspar, which is the name of one of the magi. So Epiphany and the wise men. Yeah, that's how he got his name. I'm really thankful every day that my parents quickly let go of the idea they were entertaining to name me Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, because my birthday, I was supposed to be due the 23rd of December. I think I would have had a very different life if my name had been Mary. Every family has stories about names, and they are fun to tell, perhaps something you can do over this holiday as you gather with family. And family and names are at the center of Joseph's dream. And in fact, they are at the heart of Matthew's telling of Jesus' birth. You are to name him Jesus. What a special name. This is the instruction that was actually given to both Mary and to Joseph at different times by the angel. Jesus was actually a really common name and not that special. It's the Hebrew form of Joshua. But what the angel said to Joseph about this Jesus indicated that it would take on an uncommon meaning. You will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew is the most Jewish of the gospel writers, and he played on his audience's intimate knowledge of their history and their stories to create a new story for them. The beginning of the gospel clearly shows this. If you ever sit down and read it, it's that huge, long genealogy, all the way from Abraham in the beginning and ending with Joseph. And it creates this line leading to Jesus from the deepest roots of their faith history. And he counted on his listeners also to know that it was Joshua who brought the Israelites into the promised land after the death of Moses. Anglican bishop and scholar N.T. Wright argues that Matthew sees Jesus as the one who will now complete the law, what the law of Moses pointed to, but in a different way. He would rescue his people not from slavery in Egypt, but from the slavery of sin. the exile that they suffered in their own hearts and lives. Jesus, a common name that would be made uncommon if only for the life that this baby would have, a life that models compassion and justice, and ends with a death that shows forth love and eternal life. By contrast, the other name given in Joseph's dream, Emmanuel, was not common. It was really not a given name, perhaps because it would say more about that child than anyone would normally dare. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Taken from the passage in Isaiah that we read today, Matthew uses this image of God with us to frame his whole gospel. It's declared here at the beginning and the impending birth of Jesus, and then it closes the gospel with the very last line being, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is why Joseph's story, why his dream, and why these names mean something for us today. It all declares that there is this new shoot growing forth from this branch of Jesse, and that a new story has begun from the pages of the old one. These two names together express the meaning of this story. God is present with God's people. God was present, God is present, God will always be present. God is active, not intervening from some distant, far-off place, but is always close at hand with us, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. And God's actions are always aimed at rescuing people from oppression and from suffering. This is our story. The promise of Jesus, God is with us, is our story. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. This is the glorious, impossible happening, that God was conceived in a woman and born fully human and yet fully divine, the miracle of the incarnation. This is what we need to remember and to use to recenter ourselves in these last few days as we live into the chaos that is the final sprint to Christmas. And frankly, it's what we need every day to remember that our story is not just a pageant one time a year. It's not just those beautiful images of the Nativity on Christmas cards that we receive. It isn't just a story about something that happened once upon a time, a couple millennia ago. It is the still point in time when the glorious impossible did happen, and God was with us, that God might always be with us evermore. It's about the life that Jesus led, illuminating God in new ways. It's about the promise to be with us always and Jesus giving us ways to embody that together through the sacraments like baptism and in Eucharist and in the commandment that we love God with all of who we are and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. It all began with an angel and a visit and a dream. And from there came the shepherds and the magi and us. We're a part of this story. And so let us prepare with anticipation once again for the celebration of the coming of this baby known as Jesus, as God with us, wrapped in swaddling clothes, that we may hold him closely in our hearts and accept the gift that God is giving us. Amen.